getting hit in the face and not being able to fucking go beat up the pitcher is kind of like...
Well, I was the pitcher when I got hit.
I was, too. I was
you were the pitcher when I was you got here.
Yeah. I was either pitcher, shortstop, or... I was either pitcher, shortstop, or center field.
What?
So I was either pitcher, shortstop, or center field.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I broke my catcher's thumb.
Yeah.
I could throw a heater, dude. Yeah, I mean, not so good anymore now. I'd probably throw my arm out.
So, yeah. I did catch one in the face. And this is how it all happened, though. So, I was pitching. It was, like, the last inning. You know, these were going to be the last 3 hours, and the game was going to end. And it was bases were loaded, I think. Or either that or there's a guy on second or third. I know for a fact there's a guy on second or third. And, yeah. Anyways, and so and there's 2 outs, and we only need 1 out left, right? And my catcher calls timeout, and he comes running up to me, and he's like, "Hey, next time you throw the ball, I'm gonna pop up, and I'm gonna act like I'm throwing it to second base, but you're gonna catch it and throw it to third and get the fat fucker out at third." And I was like, that's literally what he said. And I was like, all right, sounds like a plan. Threw the ball, he pops up to throw it, throws it, and it's low, and it's fucking fast. So I go down like this, and my glove went a little bit too low, and it fucking went over the top of it, and it fucking nailed me. And I landed on my stomach face down, and then I remember trying to lift myself up, and Taylor Wolf, he was my shortstop, and he came over and he flipped me over before I could even turn myself over to get up. And I remember looking up and looking at his face, and he was just like, "Oh my God." And then Coach Bill shoved him out of the way. He was like, "You're not helping the situation."
Right?
Hey, is it supposed to be backwards or the other way?
Yeah, the hooks go behind your heels.
Yeah, no, the hooks go in front.
For real?
For real.
I thought you were supposed
I'll demonstrate it for
you. Oh, no, I believe you.
No, I want to. It's been a minute.
It's for an inversion thing?
You put the weights on her?
No. No, it's upside down on the bar.
What?
I'm gonna do it.
The gravity boots.
So you could do, like, backwards.
So they can stretch your back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's for like inversion plus you could do gravity assisted sit ups and
you're gonna put it right here. Yeah.
Where's mom? Well, why don't you go find mom, buddy? This is grown up time in here.
Okay. Here, hold on a second. You get upside down and then you'll hit it.
All right.
Get up there.
Hey,
before you start yarding all your stuff out in the grass, go take that into mom. She'll help you.
Need help? Stay on this chair.
Jace! Oh, okay, yeah, you just grab it. That's fine. I thought you were trying to yard all your toys out of there and shit.
You can do all that. Now, no way. No way.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even be able to put my legs up there because I can't even bend over, so...
You can't bend over?
No.
How do you sit on the toilet?
Well, I'm not bent over, standing. I can't bend over, Folio.
I'm just kidding.
I'm just like a dude. Are you sure it's not supposed to go on the back? Dude, I heard the front of my fucking shithole bed.
He's got skinny ankles, bro.
Dude, and then my feet are so fucking long.
Your feet?
Yeah, dude, I went to go put it up there and it's all hard, dude. I had to have my foot like flat.
It is hard, huh? Too bad you didn't have a fresh bowl when you fucking were up there smoking.
I can see myself.
You guys want to grind this shit up?
I can see myself If I was you, though, I could see myself living here and getting super drunk and hanging upside down and not being able to get up while I'm up in here.
Or just so drunk, you fucking pass out.
And all the blood rushes to his head.
Wake up in the morning and you don't wake up.
Yeah.
Wake up in the morning and you don't wake up.
Yes, I meant to say it like that.
It was you wake up and you don't.
That's like off Scary Movie 3.
Which one?
You wake up dead. How you wake up dead?
I told you, I'm not that part.
That's fucking fine.
You wake up dead. Wake up dead. How do you wake up dead? When you die, do you wake up?
Tom, when you die in your sleep.
Not
you
gotta die to find out. Your body doesn't, but your spirit does.
Oh, yeah, life. Remember how I was saying? No, I was talking like, I was like, where does it begin? I don't think there is an ending or a beginning. I think it's just a circle, right?
I don't know.
It's just a continuation.
It's just a continuation because it goes, look, it goes soul,
I thought you quit
sperm, brain.
I did, but I can smoke
soul,
and still do what you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm. Brain.
Because the social worker at the hospital came to see me. She said he wouldn't
see me
because he's single.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And if you look at the brain and the sperm cell, they look the same. The shape of it.
Are you farting?
No, that's a chair. But the shape of it, because like imagine like the head of it
kept growing and the tail didn't.
Yeah. No. But the
yeah, the tail's like the top of your
fucking stem, the brain stem. Yeah. Is like the tail of the fucking sperm cell, and it just evolved.
I mean, really, if you think about
and
it,
everything
dude, all
around
the,
it.
If you think about it, if you were to take your brain and your like complete spine and stretch it out, it would actually.
It would be
resemble
like,
it,
right?
A lot.
It would, huh?
Buddy, it's adult time here, buddy. But hey, give me a few minutes, dude.
Explore.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's almost
to explore because.
Jace, buddy. Give us 5 minutes, okay?
I don't have swimming suit either. I'm not exploring.
Can we have just a couple minutes? And then...
I got my swimming suit.
Well, you can go in the water.
I'll go in the water with you.
Okay,
but
you want 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Okay.
Thank you.
And I'll close the door so you can...
Dude, whatever you gotta do. Just give us 5.
Any excuse to say I did. Right.
Did you put that in your jar?
Boys,
it's a grinder.
Oh, that's a grinder.
She said, excuse me.
He's a little kid. He's the only kid here.
Take it,
he's just bored. That Kelso Creeper, I think, is probably one of the best brands.
It is, and it's
because
only $15.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you do like a price to quality comparison. Yeah, like we went. I took him to Bud Hut because I wanted
Kelso
to.
Kelso Creeper.
It's a brand.
About the
70
show?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's a brand, but they have multiple different strains. They've got hybrids, sativa, indica.
Snoop's dream.
Dude, they have they have one of the
buddy
best.
Buddy boy.
They have one of the
buddy boy.
They have one of the best sour diesels.
No, really?
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Like bomb for $15 an each.
Buddy Boy Farms.
Well, they do that. They do, High Guys is the same manufacturer.
Mm-hmm.
The one with the frickin' bright yellow...
Cowlitz.
What are those, Cowlitz?
It's another brand. It's another brand.
Oh.
But they're the higher end one. They're like $5 more an eighth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I really like the Kelso Creeper.
It's that fine
better
medium.
Better than the Calyx Gold.
Really?
I think that's going to vary by strain, because there are some strains by Calyx that you're not going to get
right.
from Kelso, just because it's a higher quality to start with.
What's it called?
Ooh, it's called Snoop's Dream.
It hasn't been 5 minutes.
I got him stuff the other day. It was called Fuck You Incredible.
Yeah. But yeah, I've had that.
Before, remember?
I've had that before.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I did have it, I was like, this shit is fucking incredible. Because it was a different high. Because I haven't had it before. Snoop's Dream?
Mm-hmm. I've been really digging on this one brand.
Yeah. I love it.
It's more expensive. This shit's like $40 an eighth, but it's called Seattle Private Reserve is the brand. That's what I got left of the Hollywood OG. It's a sativa dominant hybrid. But they also...
Hey, Mom, your eyes are red as fuck.
They also have a really good... Have you ever heard of Orangeade? The strain Orangeade?
That's gonna help. I'll leave.
Nice, dude. Well, hey, dude, if you're gonna inhale shit from a room, man, at least it's weed.
Yeah.
When I go back to my house, can I play the Xbox 360?
Thank you.
It's the Xbox One, bro.
Well, there's a.
I thought there was only one.
Right?
Well, you had a 360 before you moved out here.
Did I?
Yeah.
Don't remember.
Yeah, because last time we were all at your house and his ex got all fucking dumb drunk on your back porch.
Oh, yeah.
We were playing Call of Duty on the 360.
Yeah. Well, we got to play the game when I go.
I'm
going to
go play
the
game.
Yeah.
I don't
want to
leave that here.
Yeah.
So make sure you bring it back out with you. All right. I'm
going to
go play
with Jake. Okay. Love you, Mom. Yeah, we'll be honest a little bit.
Yeah. Did you want a beer now, dude?
Oh, yeah.
It's just a bush.
What?
Oh. I was about to put your lighter in my pocket, dude. I'm sorry.
Here.
Just have it, you know.
Jake's face running all over the place.
I was like, all right. He's going to go.
Dude, you know, I'm so happy I got sleep.
Yeah. Good.
I'm boy. I like my job, too.
Yeah?
It's super fun.
That's good, bro. I'm proud of you. I'm happy for you.
I don't think you put this in the middle. This leg don't fit, but this leg does.
It's all good.
It's all good.
I didn't measure. I don't think I did. I think I just threw it in there.
You screwed it at the top.
Yeah. It's like pieces of fence I put together. I just threw it together really quick. I was like, this is where I got some scrap wood.
It looks good though.
Yeah.
Fits good.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. It's open at the end. I was like, shit, it goes way back there. It'll about fall off. Should put it back on there. To where you can put stuff right here.
Like right there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can put other stuff in there, like weed and shit.
Or
what? Like, what? Like,
I don't know.
Like your keys or something.
Like, fucking extra cords when these ones get worn down or something.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Or extra pieces to fix it, like if these get bent, have little metal pieces to fix it.
I melted this concept.
Melted it.
probably smoke. Oh, that's right, my cherry fell on it.
Nah.
Yeah.
Are these your headphones?
Yeah, bro.
This motherfucker is worn out right here.
It does just look worn out because I lost
that. Is this two of motherfucking...
Earplug? It used to be a whole earplug and then it broke.
Because you lost this one?
I would like twist it and put it in there. And then
does it work?
Yeah, it does. And twist it. Well, you can't hardly hear it because the earplugs work, but you can hear it in this ear. But now that it's broken, I can hear it just fine.
It has the hand that's in there right now, she's never been around a rooster, huh?
I'm not sure if any of these have been around roosters.
Because typically, like, ones that have, they know if their egg is fertilized or not and whether they need to sit on it or not, right?
I'm not sure. You would think so.
One sin on an egg.
Well, yeah, because they would remember getting fucked.
Fuck, what do you think, man?
Wouldn't it? Like, oh, yeah, I remember that happening.
You'd think so.
We remember our first times, right?
True. We always do. But, you know, everyone in between.
That is true. I remember my first time, but I don't remember everyone in between.
Well, if you do remember everyone in between, it's a pretty short list. Not to say there's anything wrong with that, dude. You know, but I mean, let's be honest, dude. Those of us that truly had a lot of fun in our younger years, we did some things when we were inebriated that... Probably wouldn't have done that song.
Oh, yeah.
Want to hit this?
Oh, sure. What is it?
Mom's weed.
Mom's weed.
Seems strong. Yeah, my girlfriend took my weed. So that I save it. Yeah, and she took my cigarettes, too. So that I save them.
Damn.
Well, it's probably a good idea if you're drinking, dude. Because when you're drinking, you don't ever feel like you're stoned enough or you've had enough cigarettes.
True. Yeah, that's why I only smoke.
Yeah, when I gave her my pack before I opened them, I told her to hold on to them so I have some for work tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
Steven?
Huh?
Your mom.
All right.
Let's go.
Yeah, I need you to show me...